Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of Ryan Wears a Hat. Technically, it's episode 1 because the first episode was episode 0, but we'll just call it episode 2 to make it easier. Anyways, my name is Ryan, and I like to wear hats. So, today, I was going to go over a little bit of my history, kind of give some background to anyone who's listening. Actually, funny enough, there was one listener, which is pretty cool, because I didn't think anybody would find this podcast. And, I mean, I would hope that eventually people would maybe listen to me ramble and get something out of it. But the fact that somebody listened to it, I kind of feel bad because the first episode was just me fumbling for most of it. And I feel like I'm starting to catch a little bit of a stride in this episode. I'm getting used to talking to myself and just imagining what I'm going to say, which is the hardest part, is stringing stuff together without stopping. Anyways, so today instead I'm going to talk about what happened today, this morning. So I started running again. I've previously been a pretty serious runner. I did a few marathons, half marathons, 5Ks, triathlons. So, just saying that makes it sound like I'm more serious of a runner than I actually am. I kind of fell into those things because I've always done sports and stuff. Anyways, so I took a while off, maybe months, and I finally have gotten back into it because my sister wants to do a marathon next year, or a half marathon, so I started training, which is good because I always find an excuse to not do any running or working out whatsoever, especially now that most of my day is spent watching kids and looking for work. Anyways, so I was running this morning, and for some reason, I started thinking about a hypothetical meeting with someone, like from my high school or somebody I haven't seen in a while, basically. And I started to get really scared because I just was imagining, you know, just not actually seeing them was scary, but when you get past the, you know, hi, how you doing? Oh, I haven't seen you in a while. What are you up to? That point, as soon as you get to the what have you been up to, that's the point where I would be like, well, I'm basically just a stay-at-home dad at this point, and that's all I do. Well, that's not all I do, but that is my main job right now. And, you know, this is going to definitely sound sexist, but for a woman, that might not be too weird, I guess, but for a guy, and maybe it's because I don't know people, a lot of people who are in that situation. I know a few, but mostly it's the other way around where, you know, the guy is kind of the breadwinner. And I won't even say the breadwinner. The person who is working, and the girl is the person who's at home most of the time. And so, I don't know, and even talking about it, it's something I think about, but I never really, like, have vocalized. So, this is kind of good and bad, because it makes me feel like I'm kind of processing it And, you know, I think that we shouldn't be scared of stuff like that because that's part of who we are. Like, that's the hat I'm wearing right now is a stay-at-home dad. Like, I've done a lot of stuff. Probably stuff that if you knew me, you would be like, "Wow, I can't believe you did that." Or like you'd be really impressed. Like, I'm sure people out there just hear me talk about doing marathons, they're probably surprised by how I sound, because I don't think I sound like somebody who's done marathons or, you know, did triathlons, or I was in the Navy at one point and did a whole bunch of traveling and just lots of stuff basically that people wouldn't imagine me doing. But now, after wearing all those hats, my hat is, you know, taking care of my kids and, you know, supporting my wife and, you know, making sure the house is clean and the yard is done and taking care of bills and, you know, normal everyday stuff that you don't really appreciate. Like, when I was a kid, my mom was the person who did a lot of that stuff, and you kind of don't really appreciate it until you are the person doing that stuff. And so I guess I'm trying to say that we should start being okay with the hat that somebody's wearing at whatever given point they're wearing it. Unless it's something that's like, I don't know, abusing something like drugs or, I don't know, something that's definitely harming them. But if you're a stay-at-home parent or, you know, just somebody who is getting by, I shouldn't say getting by, someone who's doing something that's not seen as, you know, spectacular. You're not Elon Musk, basically. You should be okay with that. And I guess I'm really talking to myself and that one person who listened to my last podcast. But yeah. Just we need to start as a society being okay with being average or see, and now I'm making it sound like being a stay-at-home parent is average. If I went through all the stuff that I go through throughout the day, and I'm sure other stay-at-home parents could vouch for this, it would sound extremely crazy. Like, 1 minute, you know, taking care of my oldest with his homework, the next minute, I'm grabbing somebody off of a table. The next minute, I'm saving the cats from getting like beat up or hugged too hard or changing diapers, of course. I mean, you could, throughout the day, you could pretty much do anything as a parent. And if you told me that your kid had done something completely unthinkable, like, I don't know, just something that's crazy that you wouldn't imagine a kid doing, I would believe it because that's like they're kind of crazy. And not in a bad way, they just do whatever, and you have to kind of shape them into, you know, people who color within the lines and end up being successful in whatever they do. Anyways, so yeah, I just that run, it made me start running faster, actually. So I guess that was a good thing about it. But I don't know. We just need to be okay with everything that we do. Because it's important in some way or another.